Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And it's great pleasure to welcome one of the stars of that team, Brandon Smith, joins us now, mate. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on again.
It's all about the grand final, obviously, but first past the post deserves a huge rap.
Yeah, obviously it's a pretty cool achievement for us, and like you said, we're more narrow focused on winning that grand final, but we had a little celebration for winning the minor premiership last night. So,
out of ten, yeah. How big was it?
No, it wasn't that big. I think the Fijians and the PNG boys went a bit harder than I did last night, but I've got to watch my little brother today up in Brizzy, so I couldn't get too plastered.
Okay.
Cheesy, we were talking about your coach earlier in the show and just how big an accomplishment this would be, or already has been, being the minor premiers in a year when you lost the GOAT, the best of all time in Cameron Smith. Give us a little insight into the bellyache and just how he's been to you guys from the pre-season up until now.
Yeah, well, I think it's funny because the boys always talk about how Bellamy used to be, and he used to be this hard-knock guy that didn't have jokes or anything, but I think the best thing about him is his ability to adapt to the times, and you know, that's not what gets by these days, so I'd say he'd be the biggest joker in our team. They're not funny jokes, but
they're dad jokes or they're pop jokes.
They're not funny jokes, but they're a lot of jokes, so. Yeah, I think that's what the best thing about him is, he just knows how to get us players ready, and he knows that, you know, we all love to have a laugh, and he can give as much as he can take. So that's a good, yeah, that's what we all love about Belzer, and he's been amazing for us this year.
I'd imagine over the last couple of years, Brandon, that would have been really important too, because you guys are now together all the time. You've been in camp, basically living out of suitcases for 2 years.
Yeah, it would have sucked having a grumpy old coach.
Seriously, I mean, you can imagine. Yeah. Coaches have their moments, we all know, and you get it. You can't wait to get away from them after a loss, but you guys have got to be together all the time.
Oh, yeah, let's not take it away. He's not always joking. He's still a grumpy bastard.
What about you said last week, save us, Lord, or something, because you knew what you were going to cop after the Parramatta loss. Someone save our souls.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but it wasn't one of those sprays where, you know, you're scared. It was one of those when your father's saying he's disappointed, not angry. And we all know those ones are worse. So, it was a little bit heartbreaking that last week.
Hey, Brandon, what about your little brother? Is he... What sort of player is he? Is he called the slice of cheese? What's going? How does he go?
Nah, man, he's not the slice of cheese. He's the full block. He's a big boy.
Is he a good player?
He's not really carved as chiseled like his older brother.
Not as good looking.
Nah, no way. Both of my brothers are ugly.
Hey. What, mate, does he go all right? Is he a hooker? What position does he play?
Nah, he's a front rower, mate. He's about 114 kilos. He thinks he's a halfback still, so he likes to throw the ball around a bit, but he's a real aggressive little bastard, and it's just hard because I haven't been able to see him too often to be able to help him out, so it's good that my parents and stuff moved over to Brizzy this year, and this off-season I'll get a lot of time with him, so hopefully I can help him out on his game.
Speaking of the game, you must be happy with yours, another beautiful burrowing try from you last night.
Yeah. Couple things certain: death, taxes, and me borrowing over the or at least having a crack.
Exactly.
That wasn't a surprise. What was a little surprising to everyone was the fact that you got cramps. That we didn't think that was possible, especially with that rigid yoga regime that you run on a weekly basis.
Yeah, well, I've got big baby cows on me, so they tend to fail me sometimes. But at the time, I thought I'd done my calf because I thought someone shot me in the leg. And I was scared, I was nervous as, so, and then I came off and they were like, nah, it's just cramp. And I was like, all right, I'll just stay off the field now.
Big thing, obviously, for your team was Ryan Pappenhausen coming through at fullback and playing the best game since that head knock.
Yeah, that was real. It was kind of an emotional thing for me. It felt real good because I knew I've been fishing with Paps all week. We went about three times last week, and you know, you could tell all the noise was getting to the big fella, and He had a bad week. He took that loss real bad, and I mean, I guess he just went out there and told everyone to shut up and put a big middle finger up to all the criticism, and yeah, it was just real happy to see him with a big smile on his face after the game, mate. It was awesome.
Brendan, I spoke to Cam Smith during the week, and he said he hasn't spoken to you a lot this year, but he's always there if you need him. Do you reach out to him much? Do you hear from him much? Do you expect to leading into the finals?
I don't really reach out for advice too much because I know he's a busy man, but I'll just send him a message saying, hey, mate, hope your kids and that are well, and he usually responds, but...
Busy man, yeah, he's playing golf and taking his kids to school. He's not doing much else.
Yeah, mate, he'd be doing that much advertised work in the background. You guys wouldn't understand. Yeah. I know that if I need any help, I can talk to him, and I'll definitely be reaching out to him over this finals series because we need that old head. And he gave a big interview for us boys the other day and talked about finals and stuff, so it was pretty awesome. And I definitely know that he's always there. The last time I rang him, I think I saw his phone was on the panel for Channel 9, and I was trying to prank him and call him so his phone would go off.
Love it.
Hey, so sorry, mate.
Fishing. I just want to get some detail for you. If you're up at Noosa, are you doing the river or are you going outside? What's the story?
Oh, mate, we're going anywhere that's got no fish, apparently. We went on a boat last week, and we caught about 40 bull sharks. So I don't suggest going to bloody Noosa River anytime soon for a swim.
Yeah, under that bridge there, they're rife. Plenty of them.
Mate, it's a joke. a Kiwi kid now is even more terrified of the Australian waters.
By all accounts,
snorkeling and fishing and diving, and now the Aussies have just turned me off it.
Well, you come from a place where there's no flies, no mosquitoes, no spiders.
No snakes.
Come over here, and we're full of them over here, so you better watch out.
Yeah, mate.
Next week, it looks like you've got the Manly Seagulls. If they beat the Cowboys today, there's a big danger man who looms for the Seagulls if they do happen to get up against the Cowboys, and his name is Turbo. I suppose he'll take a lot of attention of you this week.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely the best player in the world at the moment. And, if he keeps this form up, he's probably going to be the greatest player to ever play the game. So, obviously, the attention will be focused on him and how well we can... I guess we can't really stop him. It's just containing as much damage as he can do. So, we tried to do it last time we played him. He still had, like, 5 try assists or something. Some stupid, ridiculous stat like that. I guess you can't really stop a player like that. He's just around the ball too much, and he's always willing to have more of the head. So I think it's just about containing it as much as possible.
Brendan Smith, look, congratulations on yet another great season and for your club, the minor premiership. So well deserved. Good luck over the next few weeks.
Loving those ads, too. Loving those ads, too, brother. They're coming across really well. I mean, how long did you sit in the sauna before you went on air for those?
Mate, I wish I wasn't doing it with Tui Kamitha Mitha. That would
have been... Oh, my goodness. What do you have? The Foxtel remote stuck somewhere.
Oh, mate. Where was Christian Walsh when that advertising was coming out? Floppy rig.
I love it. Thanks so much for having a chat. We'll catch up again soon.
See you, buddy.
See you, Chief.
Back in the finals, guys, man.
Have a good one.
We'll do.
See you, brother.
There he is, Brendan Smith. Good call, MG.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.